Ever stood awkwardly on your first day at work, panicking about whether to hug or shake hands with new colleagues? Or noticed someone staring at your blindingly white athletic socks among a sea of fancy striped ones? These moments of workplace uncertainty happen to everyone. Drawing from 30 years as a communication consultant to global companies, Flip-Flops and Microwave Fish delivers practical wisdom with humor and compassion. Unlike dry corporate manuals, it feels like getting advice from a wise mentor who genuinely wants you to succeed, without the eye-rolling that might come from your actual parents. The book has become something of a cult classic among young professionals, frequently gifted to new graduates by managers who wish someone had given them similar guidance when starting out. In the professional world, every action communicates something about you. First impressions are particularly difficult to change. Arriving late to a meeting might brand you as undependable, regardless of legitimate reasons. Your clothing choices send powerful messages. Consider your location, professional level, client interaction, colleagues' attire, and desired perception when deciding what to wear. Religious headwear is appropriate, while revealing clothing isn't. Some workplaces may require covering visible tattoos and piercings. A professional handshake involves direct eye contact, a genuine smile, and a light hand pump without lingering. Avoid casual greetings like bro hugs. Repeating people's names when meeting them aids memory retention. Body language communicates before words do. People notice how you carry yourself, whether in doorways or at conference tables. Crossed arms may appear defensive, even if unintended. During presentations, stand firmly with hands at mid-chest level, creating a frame that draws attention to your face. Avoid fidgeting, rocking, or shifting weight. In meetings, position yourself so your torso is visible. Sit at the edge with feet flat and rest forearms on the table. Avoid slouching, fidgeting with objects, or improper posture. Reading others' body language matters too. Maintain about 80% eye contact when speaking and full attention when listening to convey credibility. Voice quality significantly impacts message reception. A strong voice and eye contact convey credibility, with speaking volume often signaling confidence in American workplaces, particularly important during pitches, conference calls, and leadership meetings. Speaking too quickly can undermine comprehension. Even natural fast talkers should slow down and enunciate clearly, especially during calls with diverse accents. Recording yourself can help identify slurred words, which can be improved by practicing syllable-by-syllable pronunciation. Verbal fillers, like, you know, suggest unpreparedness. Brief silences are preferable to fillers, while hedging phrases, sort of, kind of, weaken messages. To reduce fillers, maintain eye contact, focus on mouth formation, and practice in short conversations. Common speech patterns that diminish credibility include vocal vanishing, trailing off, vocal fry, raspy trailing, and uptalk, statement as question. Though sometimes defended as cultural traits, these habits often distract from your message. Many people panic at the prospect of small talk, especially in confined spaces like elevators with colleagues they barely know. Yet small talk serves an important social function, making interactions more pleasant and showing interest in colleagues. Three reliable approaches include the weather, always available and universally relatable, the trip, for out-of-town visitors, and sports recreation, asking about someone's hometown or hobbies. Weather talk works brilliantly in any season, beautiful, crummy, cold, or hot, simply by asking, "What do you think of this weather?" Follow-ups are endless, bad commutes from storms, new cold weather gear, places to escape heat. This seemingly cliché topic takes pressure off because everyone can participate. When sharing information, like promising research findings, you must adjust your message's detail, technical language, and length based on your audience. Consider how your message relates to each person. Colleagues want monetization potential. Regulators care about efficiency. Competitors might feel threatened, while family members need vastly different explanations. business audiences have different attention spans, falling into four tiers from shortest to longest attention. When communicating with multiple tiers simultaneously, present conclusive messages up front for lower tier audiences before adding details for higher tiers. While some professionals can be eloquent speakers and beautiful writers, most audiences crave simplicity in messages. Good business writing should be clear, concise, to the point, well-organized, appropriately direct, polite, and professional. Most business writing happens through email, yet they're often written sloppily due to time pressure or mobile device use. First impressions matter. Unprofessional emails can damage your reputation. Hey ranks low on the salutation hierarchy and should primarily be used with friends. While some companies embrace informality, using hey with clients may seem disrespectful. Before hitting send, take a moment to plan your message using four essential questions. 1. Who's the audience? 2. Why am I writing? 3. What do I want? 4. What more do I need? This simple framework ensures your message hits the mark without wasting anyone's time. Unlike face-to-face communication, where tone is conveyed through vocal inflection and body language, email tone depends entirely on word choice. Words like impossible, obviously, and insincere apologies can come across as petty or condescending. Always be polite, solution-oriented, and specific about what you want. Build meeting participation gradually by requesting specific roles from your manager, starting with issue clarification before making larger contributions. Prepare thoroughly, understand your role, take paper notes, demonstrate engagement by recapping key points, and follow up with brief summary emails. For conference calls, compensate for missing visual cues by using participants' names, speaking clearly into the microphone, and actively including remote attendees. During video calls, ensure a professional background and maintain eye contact with the camera. When preparing presentations, define your goal with a clear "so that" statement to demonstrate relevance. For example, I want budget approval so that we can implement changes to improve audit team efficiency. Structure presentations using MIRA: me, establish credibility, you, address audience needs, recommendation, state main point, and agenda, outline content. This framework demonstrates your expertise while acknowledging audience priorities. Workplace conflicts are inevitable and natural. While serious harassment requires HR intervention, most conflicts stem from competition, ego clashes, or minor irritations. The solution lies in swift communication focused on facts, impact, and mutual benefits. Navigate conflicts by staying factual rather than emotional, offering forward-looking solutions, and showing commitment to team success. Consider both parties' core interests before confronting issues. While conflict can drive positive change, not every annoyance warrants action. Choose your battles carefully. Communication styles vary by region and culture. New Yorkers might be direct and fast-paced, Midwesterners friendly and patient, West Coasters more relaxed. You can't change others' styles, but you can adjust your responses, crucial for working with diverse teams. Everyone faces self-doubt, regardless of outward appearance. Don't hesitate to ask specific questions and build relationships with supportive colleagues. Consider your desired workplace reputation: diligent, smart, resourceful, or nice. There's no universal answer, but be intentional about how you want to be perceived.